Welcome to In Focus. It's Bob Perot with you, and special guest on the line today, we have got Senior Climatologist with Environment Canada, Mr. David Phillips. Mr. Phillips, thank you so much for joining us today. May I call you David?
Absolutely, Bob. I much prefer that. I mean, I've been called many things, weather weenie and things other not good for family programs, but I love Dave or David, whatever is that comes out of your mouth. It's good.
Boy, I got to tell you, as someone who, you know, gives forecasts and so on, I'm sure you have been called a number of names over the years.
It is sacred to Canadians. You know, they think we can get it right all the time. And well, it just shows you, you know, it can be off by 1 degree, Bob, and it can make all the difference between whether you get the snow, the rain, or the or freezing rain. I mean, if it's -8, no big deal. It's all snow. Or if it's +8, hey, it's going to be rain. But boy, when you get that congealed mixture right in the that sweet zone of 1 degree this way or that way, and we've seen that, of course, during the Christmas period in the Ottawa Valley. In fact, really over a lot long parts of Eastern Canada, that just 1 degree could make a difference between whether you're going to make Christmas or whether it's going to be a winter wonderland. So it's we can put a person on the moon, but trying to get today's weather precisely is a challenge, still is. We're better than we used to be, and people will often say, you know, is it going to rain in Perth at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and when's it going to end, and how much rain you're going to get? I mean, I can remember 30 years ago they'd just say it's going to rain in the Ottawa Valley, you know. Yeah. I mean, so we want precision with our forecasts, and that makes it a challenge, of course.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. And, you know, you mentioned the past couple of weeks, and a very simple question for you. What the heck happened?
Yes. well stated, Bob. I mean, it really is. We're still scratching our head. And I think what's so remarkable, I think certainly in the Ottawa Valley, you kind of expect winter to arrive around Remembrance Day, and then it grows, you know, the snow gets a little deeper. It can disappear, but it comes back. You pretty well have that white cover. It gets colder and colder. I mean, January is the coldest month. It's also the snowiest month. But, boy, you get it really from November right through till, my gosh, April at times. So that's kind of how the season unfolds. And so you don't expect it to sort of stop and go back and then come back again. You know, this kind of where you're seeing, you know, out your windows, winter one day and then spring the next. And yet we saw that. We saw clearly in long bouts of it, not just 1 or 2 day wonders. We saw that 10 days before Christmas. Boy, we had, and just shortly after, I think there were about 120 consecutive hours of freezing conditions. I mean, not a melting moment in that period of 4 or 5 days. And then right after, you got the same length, but all melting, you know, just melting around the clock, a morning, noon, and night. And so what sort of winter disappeared before your eyes. And I've had more snow this year than normal in the Ottawa Valley, but hey, you'd never know it because it's gone. I mean, I saw 54 centimeters of snow sitting on the ground for Christmas morning on some locations in Eastern Ontario. And now you'd be lucky if there's 4 centimeters sitting on the ground. So I think it really has vanished in a dramatic way. And that just tells you where the weather's coming from. We had that in the cold, we had an Arctic air. And when we got that warm air, we got more kind of Pacific and Gulf of Mexico air with the rain. And that rain, that warm rain and the warm temperatures just assaults that snowpack. And so it doesn't have a chance. So I think it's been the switch around has been quite dramatic. I mean, we always know if you don't like the weather out your front door, look out your back door, Eastern Ontario. But this is a little extreme in terms of what we have seen in the last. And you know, it's a critical time, Bob. You know, there are certain times you have to get the weather right. And certainly before Christmas, it's like Halloween Day. That's probably the busiest day of the year. Everybody's looking at the weather forecast. But that period between Christmas where people are traveling, people are coming into your town and going out and that kind of thing. So it really is important that the weather cooperates. And I think the forecasting is good, but it's just that sweet zone where you just don't know what form of, you know, it's going to precipitate, but what kind of precipitation it's going to be. And that makes the whole difference.
I think that switch around, as you called it, really served as a reminder that I probably should have mowed my lawn one more time before putting the lawnmower away. It was nice when all those imperfections were hidden. It's really interesting because I can remember growing up as a kid in Eastern Ontario here, in Ottawa primarily. You're right. Like, it was, we used to joke that you had to get a Halloween costume that was big enough to go over a snowsuit, you know?
Exactly.
And now this has changed. Do you see it staying this way for years to come?
Well, is your question this year or years to come? I think the answer is a little different in both cases. I think that certainly we have seen in Canada, I mean, Bob, we are the second coldest country in the world next to Russia. We're the snowiest country in the world. Winter is who we are. I mean, people know us as the Great White North. And you know, I mean, sometimes it pleases us to have a kind of a balmy day in January. I mean, it makes kind of winter go a little faster when you can break it up like that. But I certainly think the one season that has changed in Canada from coast to coast to coast is the winter. Our winters are now warmer than they were in the past. I mean, we still have winter, and we'll still have winter 50 years from now. I mean, it may only last 3 weeks instead of 3 or 6 months, but no question about it, we'll still have snow and ice and cold and what have you, no matter what happens to our climate. So it means really, Bob, we have to prepare for everything. We have to prepare for a taste of winter the odd time, and also the kind of excruciatingly hot summers with heat waves that will be a challenge in the years to come. Now, this year, you know, I often say there's the golden rule in forecasting is what you see is what you're going to get. It takes a lot to switch the world, the air currents around and go from, you know, southern to northern. I mean, that's still possible. We also in eastern Ontario, say in Perth, for example, the dead of winter, I always find that's a fascinating moment for me. People say, well, the days are getting longer. Well, yeah, they get longer by a minute a day at the most at this time of the year. But they start galloping ahead when we get into February. But the dead of winter is that magical point where there's more winter behind you than ahead of you. It's sort of the bottom of the curve. And we see that typically in Eastern Ontario, January the 18th to the 20th. So say the 19th of January. Now, I like to celebrate it. I'm not a big fan of winter. I get it's an age thing. As you get older, you're not necessarily a big fan of winter and cold and snow and what have you. But I think what it means is there's more winter behind you than ahead of you. So I think for people who are not big winter weather types, that's a moment to celebrate. But what we see, Bob, is really we don't see this warmth going away. I mean, it may not be as balmy and tropical as it's been, but we think the air currents, the jet stream is more west to east. The polar polar vortex is back up north. Oh, it may make a trip down south, but short-lived. We think the flavor of the rest of the January and into February looks like it's going to be, you know, normal, seasonable to warmer than normal. But even if it turns cold, Bob, my question is for people in Eastern Ontario, I mean, the way you embrace winter, I think, is to be applauded. I mean, you just don't hibernate and migrate. You kind of get out and try to enjoy it. The cross-country skiing, the going for a walk in a snowy winter's night, snowmobiling, ice fishing. I mean, it's always, I think, the way that if you embrace winter rather than hibernate and migrate, I think it makes winter go faster. And so my sense is it too late? I mean, ice on the Rideau Canal, going skating. I mean, it's hard to imagine the ice temperatures such that they're going to grow to make the ice and Winterloo too. I mean, what a disappointment to not have things outdoors instead of, I'm not predicting that, but I'm just suggesting that right now it's looking not favorable in places like skiing and cross-country skiing or snowboarding. I mean, people are going to get to the point where they give up on that, you see. So I think maybe if it doesn't come by the end of January, it may very well be too late. People have already moved on. And so I worry about that. And, you know, I think it's tough for the economy. I always think the best weather, Bob, is normal weather. It's what our grandparents and teachers told us we should expect. And this certainly winter has been anything but normal. Little incursions of it, but then almost disappearing. It's just nothing nothing sort of either one extreme to the other. And we're seeing more and more of that in terms of climate, is the fact that normal weather is like, well, normal weather is expect the unexpected. It is really a crapshoot. And I think that's rather concerning, and affects decision-making and people's what they choose to do and things like that. So I think it's really a challenge. Weather forecasting is getting better, but boy, when you throw in that sort of wrench of climate change, it kind of messes things up.
Yeah, for sure. Now, before I let you go, I'll just ask you, you've already touched on this a little bit, but let's get it in more formal, 100% accurate, guaranteed forecast for for the rest of the winter. I know you can't give us that, but if you just take a look at Eastern Ontario, say a little bit up the Ottawa Valley, but where we are in Lanark, Leeds and Grenville, maybe down the Seaway a little bit. I know you've already mentioned parts of what you expect, but what do you see happening as we move into the rest of January, you know, February and then early March?
Well, I'm going to say that I'll put my neck on the block and say that the second half of winter will be a little bit more winter-like than the first half. Okay, so don't give up on it. Don't throw in the towel quite yet. But I think it's clearly, I think the season is going to be shorter, because often we can sort of say, oh my gosh, the snows of Remembrance Day, and there they disappear in Easter. We make up for a long winter. But I think that the fact that we're going to have these fickle and fitful kind of weather, where it's going to be winter and then all of a sudden disappears and back and forth, I think that's the pattern we're going to see. So it's going to be the Arctic air being assaulted by the southern air, the tropical air, and it'll be weather wars breaking out across eastern Ontario. And that will often mean for more stormy events, but it'll also mean for this fact that you, hey, if you're a procrastinator, you probably won't have to shovel. Just let nature do it for you. So just it snows, just wait a couple of days and it'll probably be gone.
Excellent. So a little bit more winter-like and some volatility with the storms coming up. Okay. We can live with that. I mean, up around these parts, plus four is shorts weather. So we can take anything that gets gets thrown at us. David, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Really appreciate it, sir.
Thank you so much, Bob. Nice to be with you. And I never tire of this. Happy New Year.
And to you as well, sir. To you as well. Our guest on In Focus today, Senior Climatologist with Environment Canada, Mr. David Phillips. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.